We must meet opposition. Continuing his instruction to his disciples, Jesus said, "Beware of men." They were not to put implicit confidence in those who knew not God, and open to them their counsels, for this would give Satan's agents an advantage. Man's inventions often counterwork God's plans. God is dishonored and the gospel betrayed when his servants depend on the counsel of men who are not under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. They will deliver you up to councils, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear testimony before them and the Gentiles. RSV. The servants of Christ will be brought before the great men of the world, who, but for this, might never hear the gospel. Having listened to false charges concerning the faith of Christ's disciples, often their only means of learning its real character is the testimony of those who are brought to trial for their faith. "It shall be given you," said Jesus, "in that same hour what ye shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you." Those who reject the truth will stand to accuse the disciples. But the Lord's children are to reveal the meekness of their divine example. Thus rulers and people will see the contrast between Satan's agents and the representatives of Christ. The servants of Christ were to prepare no set speech to present when brought to trial. The Holy Spirit would bring to their remembrance the very truths that would be needed. The knowledge obtained by diligent searching of the Scriptures would be flashed into the memory. But if any had neglected to acquaint themselves with the words of Christ, they could not expect the Holy Spirit to bring His words to their remembrance.